Waters flow from mints, in glasses deep we drink away those faulty memories debased in gray. There shall come a point, soon, I do think, where the drought will paint these goblets a wretched dry, leaving their bellies parched and dead. With a fiasco standing alone, where, if lucky, a castor may sprinkle respites to the day, ponies, magnums, pilsners, dark, beakers, vials, tubes, testing till there grows a spark, flagons, flasks, tumblers, noggins, steins, vessels, are beached upon arid lands, with structures where but dead soldiers stand, demijohns and decanters, ewers, carafes, so much room inside, a disparaging remembrance of where we are and in what we lack. And so our prayers are sent up high, wishing our cups would soon fill nigh. With the darkness already breaching the day, we need not drop the blinds or fold the drapes, but simply bow our head and hope our dreams ascend. Chalices and rails kneel for wine, cruets and impalas hold them fast for the altar still, awaiting an alembic purity to bestow us a gift. Yes, we understand we ask too much, and now, in such dire straits of barren thirst, I do believe this time we shall make our promises work. I do so pray. Please, plead afford us this one last chance. And although it shan't be myself, at least offer alms upon those that have given thanks in prayer, please. Please do not make them suffer for the cruelty that others wear. Years passed and centuries too, cups have been overfed, and yet, for granted, man has taken all that the Lord has given. A last splash of wet wets the sandy shores, a final drop of rain blesses the burning pavement's coals, and the earthenware's crushed, the adobe walls have collapsed. Argyle baked sun-dried clay in rooms again. Perhaps one day our potsherds will be found. If only our ancestors had learned to pray, perhaps then the children shall play in the moisture of the day, and perhaps then the crystals would shine again today.